One of the most hotly contested races for Congress in the Tampa Bay area pits two well-known candidates, former Governor Charlie Crist and the incumbent, Congressman David Jolly. The two debated recently at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg. In this excerpt from tonight's Florida Matters, they were asked by an audience member what they would do to achieve meaningful campaign finance reform. First, we'll hear from the Democratic challenger, Charlie Crist.
I think you understand David's position. He is supporting an act that he is sponsoring that would not allow or permit candidates to personally solicit funds. I think an even better approach would be to get rid of what I think is a terrible ruling by the United States Supreme Court, Citizens United. Yes. Citizens United essentially allows for dark money, corporate money, unlimited funds to be able to come into a campaign, wherever that campaign might be, and really not be transparent in the manner that it is done. I believe in transparency. Any money that our campaign raises, you can go up and look it up and who it's coming from. You know, whether it's coming from people here in Pinellas County or citizens of the state of Florida or a lot of people from Washington, D.C. I'm not getting much from Washington, D.C. I'm running against an incumbent. And that's just the nature of that city, I suppose. And that's okay. But I think it is important that you know where we stand. I think it's all right for a candidate or an American to have the ability to work hard themselves and do what they can for their small business or their campaign. But I do not believe that it's appropriate to have large corporations be able to come in some district in Florida or Nevada and all of a sudden take over a campaign and you don't even know where it's coming from or who's doing it. That, I think, is wrong, and that's why I support ending Citizens United.
Charlie, you can't nuance a lie into the truth. You are getting all of your support from Washington, D.C. It's called House Majority PAC. They're paying for the ads that we see on TV, calling
With
me dangerous.
Respect, my friend, I am not getting all my support from them. We've worked hard.
Reclaiming my time.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm currently working with Democrats on a bipartisan response to Citizens United because we need to address it. I also think we should prohibit members of Congress from raising money. You won't take a position on that. I think we should consider tax credits for low-dollar donations to involve more people in the process. I'm calling out both sides of the aisle on a system that I think is broken, where members of Congress spend too much time raising money and not enough time doing their job. I think we should apply to members of Congress the same rules we apply to our state legislators when they're in session, the same rules we apply to our judges on the ballot. We should prohibit members of Congress from directly soliciting a campaign contribution.
And there was an excerpt from a recent debate at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in St. Petersburg pitting Republican Congressman David Jolly and his opponent, former governor and new Democrat Charlie Crist. You can hear more of that debate tonight on Florida Matters beginning at 6:30.